to the 4Jack Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Season 5 of the 4Jack Podcast, now as always available wherever you stream your content. A massive thank you to everyone that continues to support and share in our success. Throughout Season 5, you can expect more untold stories, more amazing achievements, and a deeper dive into how golf truly impacts, connects, and is celebrated by many. This is a bit of a unique episode tonight. You asked for it, we're delivering more female-focused content. But before we get into it with tonight's special guests, we're heading down to warmer climates to check in with our celebrity guest co-host. Timing could not have been more fitting for this as we're rolling into the Farmers Insurance Open at beautiful Torrey Pines on the PGA Tour. And Callaway Golf, for whatever reason, seems to be dominating thus far on 2023. Johnny Wonder, thanks for jumping into Ride Shotgun tonight. How are you, brother?
Well, you know, Parkinson, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to be your co-pilot on this one. I'm excited about our guest. I know that, you know, the Callaway business is a good business to be in right now, but this is an unparalleled opportunity to sit down and chat with someone that I adore. So this is going to be fun.
Exciting times. And it's lined up perfectly because she's located in Southern California, San Diego. We're at the Farmers. You're down somewhere romantic, it looks. So without further ado, the 4Jack Podcast is extremely excited to have a special guest from the influencer space on tonight. I'm very excited to dive into the multiple hats she wears, along with being extremely passionate about the sport we all love. And this is a bit of a spoiler. I recently discovered she comes from beer royalty. Her father may actually be the most interesting man in the world. All jokes aside, hailing from Southern California, please welcome to the show, Carol Priscilla.
Thank you. I'm stoked to be on here with you guys.
Yeah, welcome. So I got to say, I saw this content piece that you dropped the other day and it kind of stuck with me. That's why I made mention your dad. You're on the golf course with your bro and your dad honestly looks like the guy from Dos Equis. It's crazy.
I get that all the time. There has not been one time that I post him on a story and people give me, is he the man from the Dos Equis commercials? But it was just funny that he was like, what are you talking about? Acting like he didn't know what I was saying, but then knew exactly the line to say. I was like, all right, done.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He kind of played dumb for a minute there and then he got into it. So
yeah,
that was pretty awesome. So I guess we're going to kick this off with some golf questions. I know you wear many hats. You're an influencer. You've kind of achieved this sort of status level in the golf world, but I got to say, like, you play so much golf. It's beyond ridiculous. How are you finding balance?
No kidding.
Seriously, I have no shame in admitting this, but I have zero balance. Like you said, I wear so many hats. And a lot of the times when I find myself playing, there's times where I'm like fully focused. And then there's times where I don't feel like I'm fully present. And it's probably the times where I play the worst golf because I know I have to go put on six more hats when I'm done. And I'm like, shit, I haven't done other things that I need to get done.
But golf is life, right?
Golf is life. And sometimes you just got to send it.
That's legit.
I have to interject here really quick. It's been interesting to watch though, because like she's got a young boy and she's got like this, you know, full family life that she has. And you know, what do you think, Carol? Like 18 months ago, maybe a year and a half ago, golf, from what I could see, was something that she was like passionate about. She was still kind of getting her feet under her, right? Like, you know, she wasn't quite maybe doing some stuff here and there. And in the last 12 months, it's turned into like full bore golf content creator.
Yeah.
And it's fun to watch you build your own business. Like, you know, you're an entrepreneurial spirit, like you're building a business and building a stance here in the golf business as a woman, which is actually, you know, it's really fun to watch that happen, go from 0 to 60 miles an hour in a short amount of time. So,
well, yeah,
go ahead.
I always refer back to do what makes you happy. Right. And that's kind of what played out in my life, because full transparency, I was very heavily into the fitness influencer space. And I just was not happy doing solely fitness. Is fitness still a huge part of my life? 100%. But I was so tired of sharing things that I felt like was such a regurgitation and so it didn't come from a place of passion. And I had a conversation with my brother and he was like, well, why don't you share what you love? And I was like, well, I love my family and I love to play golf. And so it kind of just went from there. And I was somehow able to tie in my background in media, my modeling career, and my love for the game all in one. And it kind of just grew, and it grew naturally, which was the best part.
Yeah, I think the organic growth is the component that really resonated with me. You're not out there leveraging different bodily parts like half of these girls are. And you can actually play golf. And you actually, you know, go through different components of golf, a warm-up routine, things to think about on the golf course. I mean, that's the authentic piece that I think is really attractive. Aside from your, you know, relatively easy on the eyes, so that helps support the cause too.
Oh, she's okay.
I'm all right. I have my moments, but I genuinely appreciate you saying that because, you know, in such a time where it's so heavily happening now, especially in the golf space, where it's become sex on the green, and all of these younger girls especially think that they need to completely sell their bodies to get attention. And something that I've really just stuck with is attention gets you so far, but respect will get you further down the road. And I think respect is so much more valued than attention. Attention is there's no value in attention. You can look at something for so long and then they're going to get sick of it when there's nothing else.
Comes and it goes for sure. Yep.
Well, there's also like a level of discovery that she has going on her page too. Cause she's not like an ex college golfer, right? That's like, was like the hot girl on the college team. That's like just now hitting shots. You're sort of seeing like a new golfer become like an intermediate golfer. Like she's going through the paces that all of us as golfers go through. And that's what I think is the funnest part, like for young girls or anybody getting into the game. It's not going from like, oh, here's this girl on Instagram, she's like super good, I'll never get there. You're watching Carol kind of like struggle, play good, struggle, try this, try that. Like, and it's pretty relatable for any golfer. It's not just the girls. So I think that's kind of her lane.
Yeah. And I'm super open about my struggles. I have no shame to put on display my shanks and my three putts and the things that I struggle with. And I think that's probably like, it's the favorite part of me, because I'm being real. I don't want to just show you a shot and twirl, walk away. I, of course I'll post those once in a while, but like, I don't care to just twirl my club and walk away. Like, I want to show you that I made it to the green. I want to show you that I sunk that putt, but I also want to show you that I possibly almost may have killed a bird on the way to the green. Or I may have almost hit somebody because I had probably too many tequilas on the golf course. And it's just life. That is just, I want to be authentic. I want to keep it authentic, but I like showing my struggles. And I also like showing how much I've improved on my game. And I feel like it's weird. I feel like I'm just getting started. I have so much more growth and I'm excited to keep growing in my game.
That's a legit call out. I like that for sure.
Yeah.
Spin. You gotta work on.
Carol, have you had any any pushback, you know, because any industry gets catty, especially like when it's competitive for the same bucket of money, because there's only so many club companies and so many shoots and so many this and so many that. Do you get any of the, I don't know another word to use, but does it get catty like at all? Have you experienced any of that?
Yes, of course I have. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're in an office or in an acting space or whatever career path you choose, you're always going to find something, right? There's no perfect situation. But I luckily, with being a model for almost a decade, I've learned to kind of grow thick skin, and I know who not to interact with. I know when I can feel someone's catty energy, and I'll leave them with kindness and I walk away. I don't need to interact much further. But yeah, of course you get clicky groups, and you get the girls who don't want to go and collaborate with somebody else, or they feel like, well, I've been here longer, you shouldn't be getting this attention, or, you know, I think it's petty, and one of the advantages I feel I have with being one of the older influencers is I have the emotional maturity to check that shit at the door. I'm here to show up, do what I gotta do, get my check, feed my family, and have fun and do what I need to do. What you feel towards me or what anybody else feels towards me, you can take that and put it in your pocket because it's not gonna do anything for me. I'm always gonna treat people with kindness, and if they don't wanna bring it my way, I'm very good about drawing boundaries, and I will make sure that you know that you're not gonna be in my space very long.
I feel like,
damn girl.
I feel like that's a mic drop moment right there. Like, wow, I got scared. I was waiting for a finger snap or something.
You're lucky I got my small hoops on right now.
Yeah, really, right? Don't mess around. So I guess to add to what Johnny had to ask, is it like there's this top tier of sort of, I hate to use the word influencer, but there's this top tier of female influencers, and then there's all these sort of under supporting cast.
Yeah.
And all these other people that are trying to enter the space essentially inauthentically. But I got to ask, within that sort of ecosystem, is there a lot of offside shit that comes at you on DMs and comments and stuff that you have to filter out?
Like negativity towards me?
Yeah, just random BS. You got to deal with haters or guys being creepy and that kind of immaturity.
One day I would really love to make a coffee table book of just all the weird freaking DMs I get, because like if you go through my page, I used to post a lot more provocative photos, bikinis, whatever. I am a model. I mean,
booty.
Yeah, that. I mean, I don't know. Johnny posts more tight pant booty shots. Oh, there's nobody the says drop. Anything there's to him. Drop. I'm a little offended. I'll hit a shot or something, and for some reason that'll cause some guy to be like, oh my God, can I just penetrate you? And I'm like, really, dude? I missed that putt and I still did it for you? Like, okay, I didn't know golf really rubbed people that way, but all right.
I don't know if I've ever been that excited on a golf course, but okay.
I mean, but then you also get men who will have something to say about what you're wearing. I could be covered head to toe, but something will piss them off and they have something to say. And whenever I get comments like that or messages like that, like you're nothing but a, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's always something, some negative, whatever. Hurt people hurt people. It doesn't come from a place that I value. It doesn't come from someone who's like, if it was coming from a CEO of like, whatever, Callaway, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to take that to heart. But if it's coming from Bob, user 123456, who has nothing else to do and is probably upset with something very personal to his own life and has nothing to do with me, I'm going to read it, laugh, and keep it pushing. But of course, you there's all sorts of stuff that I get in my DMs. Some are really nice and some are weird. The negativity is not that often, but I do get some interesting messages for sure.
Can I make a commentary? I've never understood, like, I was just watching this, the Armie Hammer documentary on Amazon. You know, Armie Hammer had that, like, really nice, nice COVID meltdown. And, like, I didn't realize that people were that gnarly in DMs. Mm-hmm. Like, it got real fast. So I can only imagine, like, for a girl like Carol or, like, any of the girl influencers that are out in space, you know, even just in golf, like some of the stuff that must get thrown at you it's got to be just insanity. I couldn't imagine.
I mean, it makes you realize how weird the world is. Sometimes there's some strange people that are just, it's weird because you're like, you really sat there, read what you wrote, and then hit send and thought, yeah, that's the one. I'm gonna send that her way.
there's this like weird safety of being in your home and protected and feeling you have this sense of whatever to do that shit. Yeah, it's a little wild, but your sort of thought process, your mentality about it is pretty awesome. So I think a lot of our listeners could probably take some of that to heart and sort of put that out there to understand that it's not necessarily about what you're showing, but you know, being authentic in the process is really cool.
Yeah.
So
Carol, oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Johnny.
What's like the, so since this is such a new, we'll call it a business, right? It's the family business now. Like, and it's so new. We've talked about this a lot, but like, do you find it difficult to sort of map out like the next 5 years? It's like, okay, I'm doing this now, and then this goes here, or is it kind of like just, I'm just going to like make hay while the sun shines type situation, or is this something you want to do for a long time?
I think it's allowed me to open up parts of myself that I wish I would have explored more when I was younger. So, Johnny, I've had conversations with you about, you know, my background in school. I went to mm-hmm. school for journalism and broadcast media. So I'm very comfortable in front of a camera. I'm very comfortable speaking to people. I'm not, it's hard. When I go to photo shoots for golf, they're like, you know, you're kind of a unicorn because there's people who can play, and then there's people who can show up and play in front of a camera and talk to people and interact. And, but that comes with my training, and I forgot how much I miss that. So there may be, you know, some new exploring I have to do there. And doing this with golf has allowed me to kind of tie in a lot of the things I forgot I was passionate about. And I want to revisit that and maybe take that somewhere instead of just right. sticking to social media.
Very cool.
Well, I guess that's kind of the fun part of it, though, is that it is. I mean, it's like that for all of us, I guess. I mean, even Chris and the podcast and even what I do, like it sort of is the Wild West. If somebody goes, where do I see myself in 5 years? It's like, I have no idea. No clue.
It's kind of crazy, but in a weird way, yeah. It's exciting because you have the ability to do so much, right? You're like, oh, mm-hmm. shoot, I can do this, but then I can also do that. And then what if I put these two together? Maybe I can go do that. Like, it just, right. you forget that you have such a creative mindset. And when you're in this space, you think creativity is just one thing, but no, creativity is, you can create all sorts of businesses. You can create so many different pathways, and you never know where that leads you. You never know who you talk to. You never know whose hand you shook, and that conversation starts and something else happens.
Right.
Yeah, it's that selfless pursuit, right? If there's always a positive sort of drive behind it, if it's not about the monetary component, if it's not about the stardom or the, I don't know, acknowledgement behind it, it's just this weird kind of space that connects people. It's
yeah.
pretty cool to be a part of, and know that you can engage and sort of move the needle and enforce things one way or another and bring people together. It's a fun place to play for sure.
Yeah.
That being said, I got to ask, this is all about golf. So take us on a time travel. Take us back to when you were introduced to the game and sort of who was instrumental in that process.
That's always such a sentimental story to me because if you've followed me for a while, you know how special my family is to me, and family and golf go hand in hand for me. I started the first time I ever touched a club, I was 12 years old, and it was because my brother started golfing first. And my parents got divorced when I was pretty young. And so my siblings and I kind of created this bond of, you know, we were the three musketeers, but me being the youngest, if my sister went somewhere, I wanted to go with her. But then when my brother went somewhere, I wanted to go with him. And I went with him to his golf lesson. And I just started attending every single one. I didn't mind sitting there and watching him. And then finally I was like, well, I want to try this. And that was the first time I ever touched a club, and it was the most fun I ever had. I was frustrated. I remember being angry, like, this is hard. I had to defeat a ball. And that was so annoying for me because I had a tennis background. So I was a tennis player, and I was also a classical ballet dancer. And when you have an athletic background, you know, you think, oh, I can do this, you know, this is easy, but it was something I couldn't defeat. And so I just kept playing ever since. I took some time off, but whenever I wanted to go play, I always knew I could call my brother, I could call my dad. And those early morning tea times, my dad would drag me out at 6:30 in the morning, and I didn't care. I just wanted to go play. And I was a kid. What teenager wants to get up and go to a 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m. tea time? Oh, okay, well, you're addicted. But yeah, that's where my love for golf kind of began.
That's amazing. And then, so was there any sort of, hey man, I can do this as a career. I want to pursue maybe a collegiate sort of level. Do I want to play competitive? Was there any of that thought process?
No, because back then, you know, golf was seen not, it wasn't like this very female heavy, like, no, it was, you do something feminine, go run, go play tennis. golf wasn't seen other than like a man's world, right? So I never thought about pursuing it more. And that's definitely something that now I look back on and I'm like, damn, you know, but it is what it is. It's back in my life now. And I can't live in that like, what if place, yeah, because
can't play that game.
Who knows? I could have been burnt out by now and never would have been doing what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. It's definitely not all about tight pants and collared shirts anymore, is it, Johnny?
Well, it's really not, but that still has its place, as we all know. It has its place. Back to Carol.
Carol, we're even now, one for one, right?
Give it to him. He tried to tell me, oh, you know, you need to do these kind of squats the other day. I won't bring up that conversation. Goodness tips
with J Dubs. I like it.
New I segment. Just like people to do things the right way. Okay, Carol. Now walk the people through like what your like a typical week looks like, and don't give me the answer. It's like, oh my God, it's all over the place. Like, what is like a normal week? Like, if you have, you know, a free week, like what are you doing to build your business? Like, I think people would probably want to be interested in hearing what it's like.
Great question.
I do balance kind of a life of modeling and content creation, right? So if I am not rushing to set where I have to go shoot, I normally will get up at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is my magic hour. I am a mom and I honor my mornings of peace, because if you don't start off your day with the right mindset, it's downhill from there. I am a huge believer in that. I had to create like this Zen mentality, because I'm a woman who takes on a lot on her own and I have no problem doing it. But I do have to create this like mental peace before I start my day. So 5 a.m. I'm up. I always start my day with like some sort of Zen. So reading my Bible, journaling, whatever, gratitude, practicing some peace. And then I'm in the gym. Once I've gotten my morning routine done, the gym done, I come home. And if it's a content day, I always make sure I have in mind exactly what I want to do, because time is money. I don't like to waste time. So either I bring my own camera with me to the course, or I have a videographer come with me, or sometimes I team up with a girlfriend who plays golf, like Claire Hogle. Claire Hogle and I have kind of found this awesome buddy system where if she needed to shoot something, great, we'll meet at the course at this time, we'll shoot at sunset, blah, blah, blah. But normally I'll get to the course, I'll warm up, I'll do like an actual practice. I need to feel how I'm shoot like playing, and then I'll have in mind exactly what I want to shoot, whether it's a driver shot, whether it's an informational shot where I'm walking through what I'm doing, or play a hole with me, whatever I have in mind that day. That's how I plan out my content days.
Is this being dictated to you? Is this mapped out ahead of time, or is it just kind of like you get up and you're like, I feel like I'm gonna do this today? Like, is there scheduling that goes into this kind of stuff? Give us the dirty details.
Listen, sometimes I have a planner. I have a planner, like a physical planner, and then I have my phone planner. In my phone, I have a note section where throughout the day, whether I'm in the shower, on a walk, I have like these ideas and I'll jot them down. So even if I wake up one day and I have no idea what to shoot, but I know I need to build like content, backlog, whatever, I'll go through those notes. And sometimes I'll use what I have in my notes, or I'll create something completely new. And more now than before, I've started to kind of want to include more Spanish, because I am fluent. I'm bilingual. I speak Spanish and English the same. So I want to start doing more Spanish content. And so if I have done a lot of English in 1 week, I'll go ahead and shoot some Spanish. I'll probably pick 2 days out of the week to do content. Sometimes I'll do 1 week creativity, the next week content, knock it out. But I like to have backlog of content. I don't like to have a week where I'm like, I have nothing to upload. I have nothing to post. I don't like that feeling, because that's when you start to scramble. That's when you get behind. Yeah. Man,
totally.
We don't like that. We like smooth.
Is there a tiny bit of OCD in there at some capacity?
100%. Yeah. I feel like I've learned to be a control freak, which is not always the best thing, but it's helped me get stuff done. So I'm super quick. It does not take me very long to shoot what I need to shoot. And whoever has worked with me knows that I can get things done within an hour that will probably take most people 4 hours. I'm productive. I I literally will thank my background in modeling and television, because I know how to move and get stuff done quicker.
GSD.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What kind of stuff really truly resonates with your audience, or what do you see from a metric standpoint that really grows your audience? Is it engaging with your heritage and your second language, or is it more like the golf instructional kind of quote unquote stuff?
It's really funny. Lately, I've been speaking more Spanish on my stories when I talk through things, and people love hearing me speak Spanish, and they love when I talk about things. So I get more engagement when I speak on camera than when I just do the shot and walk away. Which, the club twirl, you know, whatever. The useless golfer, we'll call it that. I love speaking on camera, and I'm fine with it. I'll talk shit through my shots. I'm waiting for my new mics to come in, because, you know, Carol mic'd up is about to be a whole other content coming
dangerous.
Up.
Dangerous. I like that.
Do you mind, no, I'm excited.
Do you want to give us a little insight into some of your partnerships, or who you're working with from a sponsorship standpoint?
Sponsorship standpoint. So starting 2023, I was working with William Murray, and then I still love William Murray, but I decided not to tie myself specifically to any clothing brand, because I take my golf outfits very seriously, and I don't like to just wear one thing for the rest of my life. I would like to say that I'm very golf fashion forward. I pick my outfits without having, you know, tits in your face and ass out, but they're still, I would say, considered sexy and feminine without being overly in your face.
Yeah.
Trashy. So I just don't like to be tied to one brand. When it comes to like equipment, I still haven't been tied over to any club specifically, any club brand specifically. Oh. Hopefully I may be coming up this year. I know, cough, cough, nudge, nudge. But I do have some things in the works that I'm really excited about, but I'm not allowed to share it just yet. But it's stay tuned. In March, there'll be something that's announced, and I've partnered up with another influencer in the golf space. He is an ex-NFL player, which we're both really excited to release this. So hopefully it does well amongst the people. Yeah. But yeah, I do have some things I'm working on. Don't want to spill the beans just yet, but your girl is busy working.
Crossover. You're working. Love it. Johnny, what do you got?
Well, another question that I have. So you and I have talked a lot about, because I'm in the golf equipment space, right? That's kind of what I do for a living. And Chris, this is actually a community cook. I want to have this kind of a debate that we're sort of having. So I think the first girl that digs into the equipment side, like starts to understand what a club does, why it does what it does, is able to articulate it on camera and explain to the women masses what a good golf set looks like, the first girl to that bowl is going to get paid. So I'm trying to encourage our little friend over here to pull out a golf glossary, use the resource that is me to start to get into that space. Would you agree, Chris? Do you think that's a good idea? Is that $1 million idea?
Dude, that is absolutely magical.
Seriously. Cue the magic sound.
So honestly, I think, yeah, that's a legit statement. My whole problem with female golf influencers, and this isn't a shot, but like you're 100% right. It's tits out, ass out. There's a swing. You don't see where the ball goes. You barely see contact. It's all about upper body. And then it's a walk off and a wink, right? It's like,
yeah,
great. You're attracting a certain kind of audience, but realistically, you don't see anybody get into using a launch monitor, going for a club fitting, any of that basic shit that would really sort of create that safe space for females to get a little bit more engaged in that whole process.
Like they don't even talk about ball speed, the things that actually go into a good golf shot, right? Ball speed, spin, all this stuff, right? Like we don't even talk about really on the LPGA. Very rarely do you get a tracer out there with actual launch data. I think all women, because it's completely ignored, Somebody that starts that conversation, and Carol, like you can, like, do you have interest in that part of the game, or for you, is it because the other girls don't talk about
no,
it?
No, 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 no.
Interest you?
It does interest me. When, I mean, thankfully Johnny took me onto the tour truck the other day, and I felt so, I felt like this weird excitement all over again, because it was stuff that I didn't know. I didn't know how they could manipulate clubs to, you know, make it a certain law for a certain player that wants whatever, a different degree, and how, you know. And I was asking him, like, how long does it take for them to go through one club? Like, how often are they replacing them? Why does this matter? That's stuff that I never knew. And I think getting into this space, I myself had made that mistake, right? Where we get stuck on appearance, right? And not so much on the knowledge of the game. And so we become kind of verbally ignorant when it comes to the vocabulary of golf. And I think it would help a lot of women be taken more seriously if we did educate ourselves. And then some women have the knowledge but just don't care to share it, because A, they don't feel comfortable talking on camera or even talking about that, because they have found already so much success just being sexy. They don't care to. But no, it does interest me. I think it is fascinating. I'm very fascinated with how much knowledge you have, Johnny. I see your freaking Q&As every Friday and clinical. The questions you answer. It's insane. I'm like, I mean, I wish I did know. And that's something that I should make an effort on learning this year instead of,
well, it's
just making my golf game better.
Well, yeah, but it's you know, like when they talk about, you know, hashtag diversity and all these things, are just inclusion and getting things. There's a barrier to entry of information into anything, right? Mm-hmm. In golf, the barrier for entry, a lot of it is information. It's a lot of stuff. You have 14 clubs and you have these courses and you know, everything's constantly changing. And so I've always been interested in that. It's like, what for women is the intimidation point? Like, where is it fun? And when does it start to go over your head? And I feel like now with, civilian influencers coming in, non-professional guys and girls coming in, I think it's sort of like an opportunity to gain knowledge, share the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Because I think the more girls that can do that and explain, like if they have a good golf swing, explain what they do, what practice routines they do, what they're working on in their golf swing, like the guys do. I think you're going to see a lot more people, a lot more girls come into the game and find interest in it, but they need that North Star. There is no woman North Star of information in golf. There's none. It's like Dottie Pepper is like the only person.
Well, I definitely, one of the things I think with getting women more comfortable in general, it is very intimidating to be a female in the golf space, going to the range, let alone asking questions where you're going to feel silly. You're going to feel like a woman walking into a man's world. So I think it starts there, right? Like evening out the playing field. And maybe it takes anyone, just a female in general to start making it okay to start entering that space, because no one really has. I mean, I don't tune in to people talking about equipment because I feel like I don't belong in that conversation because I don't know anything. But maybe if I did know something, I would feel better about it. And I've seen so many girls walk in. Nobody wants to go alone, right? There's always like this buddy system because it's scary. It's scary going to the range by yourself because you're afraid some dude's going to laugh at you if you mess up a shot. Or you're afraid to go into a store because you don't know what questions to ask. You're right, like getting fitted for clubs. So I get so many women messaging me, I don't know what clubs to start with. That's a simple question that's so easy, but women don't talk about it. And maybe that's a video I can do, like golf 101. You've never played, you don't know where to go. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, what does this club do and why do you need it and how's it going to make your game better? Don't just go use your ex-boyfriend's clubs. Go get good for something and here's why.
Yeah.
I think Paige Spranek tried. I really did. I think she, like in earnest, I think she actually tried to get that message across, but I think everything got lost in the physical part of her platform. But I think she actually made a concerted effort to like try and educate people on golf clubs and what made a good golf club, but it's obviously it got lost. So, you know, my point is there's an opportunity.
Wait a minute. Paige plays golf? What?
Huh?
Paige plays golf? I'm just kidding. That's terrible. take
it back. She actually hits it really well.
Yeah, she does. She's really good.
Not to bash the woman, because she can play. She can play. But she's chosen her path.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's kind of gone, not to spin off into a tangent here, but she's kind of gone off. Like, when I think of golf influencers, she lives somewhere else, like somewhere else for me in my mind. Like, as far as like, I don't see her as like part of the core golf non-professional community. Like, she kind of sits out here somewhere. And it's an interesting study. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish I had a sound effect for that right now.
It's just, you can just put in the crickets, like, you know, just all.
I do have crickets on the board. I just don't know where it is.
I didn't want to go all the way down that path. I'm gonna cut it off.
Bad rabbit hole. Quickly. We'll edit that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about something a little more exciting. Let's talk about being a mom. Let's talk about the Nino, bringing the Nino to the golf course, seeing that whole evolution unfold.
That has been the highlight of my life. I never knew I could literally love outside of my body the way I love my kid. And watching him get excited to hit a ball, the other day I forgot his clubs and he got so pissed at me, and he actually, my sister thankfully was at home and she drove his clubs down. He's a lefty, refuses to use left-handed clubs and will use right-handed clubs and will cross his hands.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's been
a blast. Action.
Oh yeah, every Saturday it's routine. He comes out with me to the club with my dad and my brother, and we all go play. We take him out into the course. He is an honorary member at the Chula Vista Golf Course. Everybody knows when Mateo shows up, he's gonna go play. He's gonna come hang out with us, and he always tries. He wants to tee up with the rest of us. If we don't wait for him to tee off, sometimes he gets very offended.
He wants to be part of the cool kids group.
Yeah.
What's the reception of the golf courses like? I mean, you have been to some pretty amazing places. You get to play a lot of golf. Obviously, we talked about that. But what's the reception from the golfers and the facility people when you show up? Are they like, oh, my God, she's back? Or they're like, hey, what's up?
No, you know, I've always had really good interaction with people, because wherever I go, I try to show everybody respect. I don't care if you're the person tending the greens. I don't care if you're the cart boy. I don't care if you're the person who's just at the register or you're a pro. I treat everybody with kindness, and I try to be respectful of pace of play. If I'm going to film, I can never tell you that I've had a bad experience. Everyone's been so kind, and it's really funny. I've had moments where people interact with me like normal, and then they wait until I finish the round where they tell me, hey, I know who you are and I just wanted to say hi, and you're really cool, and you're a lot more down to earth than I expected. Because a lot of people think I'm going to show up and be this like social media phone in everyone's face, and I'm not. That's not the how phony. I was raised. Yeah, no,
the phony.
Nope. Yeah,
that's really cool.
The phony,
right?
Something it can like, be a thing or we're phrase. I've definitely worked with other influencers, and we go out to film, and I get absolute anxiety sweats when they show up and they're in, first of all, completely inappropriate clothing for the golf course, like completely disregarding dress code. Mm-hmm. And they think that just because they are who they are, they can do that. I don't believe in doing that. Like, unless someone has specifically said and pre-approved of your outfit, like, be respectful of wherever you're going and the people around you. Like, you are not high and mighty. I will never carry myself that way. Or they take way too long and they're filming and they're redoing their shots. I'm like, keep it moving. Like, this is not okay. Like, I've definitely gotten frustrated before with other people because it's like, you can't do this. This is how you don't get invited back.
Have you had some like out of body experiences on some of these? Because you've gone to like Hawaii, and do you ever get like in a situation with a bunch of content creators and like, okay, this is cool. This was supposed to be cool, but this actually kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever been like in situations like that where you just like, please get me home?
1,000%. Because I went on a specific trip, and there was girls that I had followed from a while ago, and I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome, whatever. And then it turned into this thing of watching women disrespect their partners at home, all because they thought it was going to get them one step closer to something else. And they were younger than me. And it was so sickening to watch. And it was sickening to watch men use their power card to manipulate young girls, to put themselves in just trashy situations. I've definitely been in situations where I'm like, I couldn't go home fast enough. No.
Well, shit just got super dark.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Super dark. It's crazy. You'd be surprised. Like sometimes people will shock you with what they do when they're not in front of cameras or other people.
Interesting.
I mean, Johnny, you come from the acting world at whatever capacity. You've probably seen a component of that, a percentage of that, right? I mean, there's always shit.
Well, yeah, you do a little bit. Like, you can tell. And thankfully, I've had like pretty tremendous self-esteem my whole life. But when you're in Hollywood, if you're in any public profession, like the golf industry, especially the golf media industry or acting, or like she's a model. When people are hungry for attention or hungry just to get out of the life that they're in, you know, we're all kind of sick children of God. People will do some crazy things to get, I don't want to even say ahead. I don't even think half of these people know the outcome of their actions.
Yeah.
But it's the idea that if I do this,
something will
it might grease the wheel. I don't, or maybe this, the world will be a little nicer to me tomorrow, or, you know, it could be anything. And, but the people that actually make it and stay here, and I mean, in any industry, the people that stick typically are the people that are going in with the right intention, like, where they're just trying to learn, grow, are passionate about it, and are making decisions to stay in this business. The people that hate it, or the people that are like, for me with acting, I'll use this as an example. I wanted to act, I wanted to be famous, period. I didn't even like acting. So I got chewed up and spit out quickly because I'm not a good actor. And I had the foresight to know I wasn't any good. That this industry will do that to most of these people, not most of these people, but a lot of them quickly. If you're not here for like the love of golf, you're going to get spit out. You're going to get sick and you're going to do something stupid and you're going to be gone. That's just my opinion. So the people that are good will stick. Like Carol will stick because she loves the game first, and then she wants to grow her business second. So that helps her.
Is it important to use the platform to give back? And I'll preface this by saying one thing that's always driven the Four Jack podcast has never been about monetary. It's never been about capturing likes or creating an audience. It's about having this inclusive platform to share stories and talk to people and get to know what connects people with golf and what drives that passion. So there's always been this, like, I don't really give a shit who you are. I don't really give a shit what you're going to do for me. Let's just have a conversation and talk about stuff and see where it sort of leads.
Yeah, I feel like I'm finally getting into a position where I have the voice to kind of do something and it be not just about me and my golf life. And it's given me kind of a little, I guess, whatever, a platform to get to know other people and have that reach to get to know other people and know why they love golf. Or I've even had talks with the Chula Vista Golf Course and seeing how we can start, you know, some sort of nonprofit together where I can help kids get equipment or getting a coach. Or, you know, Chula Vista is so close to the border. There's a lot of need. And there's so many kids even over the border who don't have the money to pay for golf, who don't have freaking the parents to support them, who don't have that ability to get to practice. Why? Because they don't live in a safe place. Like, you know, I would definitely love to do something with what I have now. And I want to get to know other people and their stories and why they love golf. Because we all come from somewhere. I don't care. People think that it's all just, it's a rich kid's sport, which technically it kind of is. Golf is not cheap, but there is kids who don't come from money who love this sport just as much and maybe even more than those kids who grew up with privilege.
Yeah, sort of by accident, we all become role models in this space, not by design, but it's just sort of one of those, it's a collateral damage piece, and you can choose to ignore it, or you can choose to find a way to give back and leverage what you do for good, and always make time for people. And I love your attitude about, you know, I always treat people with kindness, because that's so important. You never know, a guy like Johnny Wonder, who's been a repeat offender on the show, he's always been so cool this time, and we've never leveraged him for anything but knowledge and a conversation. So it's fun to be in that sort of inclusive environment.
Yeah. You leave people with memories, and I think people forget that. You never know who you'll meet. You never know who you're going to meet. You don't treat people with kindness. Like, I feel like life will always serve you a big plate of humble your fucking self. And yeah, it does not taste good when that happens. So humble kindness will always get you a lot further in life.
I like that. Purpose. Johnny, we're going to do rapid fire 10. You got any more questions, comments, concerns, or should we just give her the word?
Well, I always have concerns, but I'm not going to share them right now. We'll save that for the private conversation, but I think we get right into this rapid fire 10. I'm really curious to see what Carol has to say.
Oh no, I'm scared.
I'm going to give you a couple questions at the end if you're feeling it, but Carol, okay, this rapid fire 10 is the rapid fire, not so rapid fire, because sometimes it takes a little while to get through the questions, but 10 skill testing questions surrounding Canadian politics and Canadian geography.
Perfect. I'll pass with flying colors.
All the easy stuff. No, I'm just kidding. This will be really fun. This is just kind of a get to know you a little bit weirder than we already have. Well. All right. Question number one. And this is probably the hardest question out of the 10. What did you have for breakfast today? Because you're always eating so healthy. I got to know.
Oh man, I had a banana protein smoothie with maca, and maca is very good for you, especially for my men. You lack in the libido department. Serve some maca to yourself. You'll be up and jiving in no time. And then I also made a little egg white scramble with veggies.
Excellent. Okay.
I'm fine without maca.
Or egg whites.
I'm good.
Easy.
Sorry. Keep going.
Question number two. What's in the bag right now? What are you swinging for wrenches, top to bottom? Talk us through your clubs.
Oh gosh, I have such a mixed bag right now. Cover your ears, Johnny. I am using my Paradigm, by the way. Love it so much. I actually used it in my shoot today, so you guys got extra coverage.
Oh yeah.
And then I have TaylorMade irons, TaylorMade wedges, and then I have some Callaway Maverick hybrids.
Nice.
What about your putter?
Putter, yeah.
What putter do you got, girl?
My putter is TaylorMade.
Wait, what?
I gotta test them out. I'm gonna take them out, and I'm gonna do a, you know, side by side little putt challenge and see what I'm feeling the most. I need to do well. Maybe if Callaway brought me in for like a proper fitting, maybe we change the process. But you know,
first of all, back up. Second of all, I gave you. I can't even, I don't have the words. Let's continue to question three. I don't have them, like, going to chew on my tongue.
Hang on a sec. I saw somebody trying to peek at your putters today at the farmers, and you weren't letting it happen. So is there stuff we're not seeing yet on socials?
Not yet. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're spot on. Yeah.
Okay.
Keeping secrets.
Stay tuned, folks. Question number three.
Stay tuned.
Are you an outfit girl? And we know that's yes, but what is your favorite stuff to wear on the golf course? Obviously you care, you don't get dressed in the dark, but is it like mood driven? Is it where you're going driven? Is it, what is it? Give us your look.
It's weather driven first and foremost. And then it depends where I'm going. Am I playing public course? Am I playing a country club? I always try to dress to the occasion. I try not to show up and piss people off. So I tailor my outfits accordingly.
Golf shoes, really important part of the outfit. Tell us.
I've been stuck on my Cole Haans. They're so comfortable. They look like a sneaker. They feel like a sneaker, but they're a golf shoe. I do like those quite a bit. They've been my go-to shoes every time.
Johnny, does TN have women's shoes coming out?
I don't know about the Travis Matthew makes clothes now, and they sell out, like every drop they sell out in like 2 days. I don't know if Quater's making golf shoes for girls yet or not. I don't know.
Okay. TM gear is nice stuff. So is Crickets. So is G4. Nice. There's lots of good stuff out there. So very, very cool.
Yeah.
Warm up routine. Question four. What are we doing if we're going to play a country club and we want to impress that day? Is there something specific you could share with our listeners?
Yes. I will always go do some chipping first and foremost. My tempo, I struggle with tempo a lot. So chipping, small chips, then I'll increase my swing. But I have to make sure I'm not too armsy. My tempo is good. And I feel like my weight is where it should be because I tend to fall back on my right foot. Need to make sure I'm getting my weight transfer solid. My swing speed is on point. Then I will carry on to putt. And if I feel like hitting a driver to warm up, I will. But normally I'm usually okay with taking a little 56 out, touching my 60 a little bit. And then if I must go to an iron, I'll grab an 8.
Okay. So not just grabbing the big dog and firing a couple bombs and heading to the tee, you're more of a feel, kind of get some vibe.
Yes, I need feel. If I don't have feel, my game will go to shit. And then sometimes if I'm lucky, I can make it there early enough to get a shot of tequila and head to the first tee and go with God, you know, and hope for the best.
Amen, sister. I like that. That's probably a pretty consistent answer for a lot of our audience. So I like that. Question number five, music on the golf course. Are you down with it? What would you be listening to? We know Johnny's all about the yacht rock, but what would you be listening to on the golf course?
I do like music on the golf course. I mean, I bounce between, don't judge me, I go between country and oldies. I'm such an oldies
girl. I like country.
I like country too.
What oldies? Well, what are we considering oldies? Like New Edition is an oldies. Like what's considered oldies?
Oh no, I go oldies like Elvis, Etta James. Like I go oldies.
Oh, way to go, yeah. Carol. Okay, nice.
So vibe. We're gonna steer around this. This will be question number 5.5. What are you rocking in the gym? If you're rocking that stuff at the golf course, what are you listening to for your pump?
Honestly, I listen to a podcast.
The Forjack podcast, obviously.
If I'm not listening to a podcast, it is very rare that I'm listening to I can't deal with the absolute cussing music now. I can't deal with trying to get my mind right and then hearing about F these B's and whatever. I'm like, no, that's not where my brain, I don't need that this at 6 a.m.
But you listen to podcasts while you're working out? That's kind of serial killer-y.
No.
No.
I feed my mind while I'm feeding my booty gains.
Huh. Interesting. I've never been able to
not,
do
not,
that.
Not, yeah, it wouldn't, it's not something I would ever consider doing. Okay, go ahead. 100% free country. Go ahead. Keep going.
Perfect. Question number 6. Snack at the turn. You're heading through 9. You're going to 10. You're feeling it. Are you looking for a 6-pack and a pack of cigarettes? Bottle of tequila?
Oh, God.
What do we need?
Without fail, it depends. If I'm at my club, they have the best carne asada and chicken tacos. If I don't do a burrito, a taco, I'm doing a hot dog if I'm somewhere else.
Wow. Say carne asada one more time.
Carne asada.
Wow.
There you go. Now, next time you order it, you're going to sound like that, right?
Johnny needs the maca.
Can I have a grilled cheese and a carne asada?
Sir, are you okay? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I like it. All right. Question number 7. Favorite golf memory? Something maybe you've celebrated, a special moment on the golf course, something that really stands out in the memory banks.
My favorite golf memory. Wow. It would have to be, oh man, there's so many. Oh gosh. Okay, let's just say I'm going to go with going to Pebble.
Ah,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, good one. That was a very, I think that was my moment of look where you are now and look where you started.
How was the weather that day?
Beautiful.
Was it? You got a bluebird?
The best part of it was I was paid to be there. And it was like, what? I never in a million years would have ever thought I was going to get flown and paid to go shoot at Pebble. Like, that's insane. And I'm so, you know, I'm so grateful. Like,
gratitude,
God is
right
so good
there.
To me. Yeah.
Humble brags, but gratitude. Pretty cool.
Very, experience. Very grateful.
It's just a special property all the way through.
Yeah. Unreal.
Okay, I'm going to ask you question number 8. I'm going to give 9 and 10 to Johnny to close it out. This is like the cheesy question we always like to ask our guests. Your dream fivesome. If you could play as a fivesome, you being one, who would be the four ultimate people you'd want to play golf with? Dead or alive, exes, friends, relatives, whatever. Anyone. Make believe if you want.
So you said fivesome?
Yeah, you're five. We're not playing a country club. We're playing Chula Vista today. So they're letting us throw us five ball.
That means you got to pick four. You got to pick four people. Girl. That's
the, I got to pick four people. Okay. I would love to play with my dad. He has a thing with Ben Hogan. I would just want to see his face. Like, I would just love, if I could make that happen for my dad, I'd be the happiest girl in the world. And I'd love to watch, and be next to and breathe her air. Nelly Korda. What is that? That's two.
Jesus. And
then, yeah, Tiger Woods and his son, because I would love to see what it's like to watch like
one.
A son and a father, because I would love to have my son next to me one day. And I just would want to like be in that experience.
I like that. That's legit. We haven't heard, Charlie yet.
No. That's solid.
We've had Jesus, the president, the cast of Seinfeld, all kinds of crazy stuff. But
Charlie, oh my God.
Seinfeld would be amazing.
Hold on. If you were going to, I was just thinking in the golf space.
No, man. Anyone. Go to town. Whoever you want.
Listen, park, curb your enthusiasm. Like, I would just, so many Larry? People. I would.
Larry would be a mess. Yeah.
Larry would be comical.
That would be a nightmare. Okay, Johnny, you got the last two.
I'll take the last two.
Put the screws to her. So,
wait.
So I want.
Hold your thought. Rookie mistake. Didn't connect my battery to my computer. Oh,
we're going to lose her.
Can you imagine if it just dies at the last question? Okay. We're back in business.
So I'm going to give you one softball, and then I'm going to give you a real kind of a tough one. You're going to actually have to think about.
Okay.
First question is, I want you to give me your favorite player, and I'm going to name the tour, and you tell me who your favorite player is on each tour.
Oh, that's like messed who's, up. You know damn well. Sometimes I can't even watch that because my ass is really okay. working.
Well, I'm asking the question.
Okay,
so,
come at me.
So, Champions Tour. Who's your favorite Champions Tour player?
Oh my God. Who's that?
Like we're talking about Davis Love, Fred John Couples, Daly, Steve Goosen, John Daly, Rocco Mediate.
We know Johnny's favorite.
John, first of all, John Daly is a whole mess.
He's a hot mess, though.
Yeah, but he's funny. He's funny to watch. He really
is. I love him. Yeah.
Honestly, I'll just say John Daly. There you go.
Okay. You already said your favorite LPGA player.
I did. She's always
Nelly Korda. Okay, PGA Tour. Who's your favorite player to watch? You can't say Tiger.
That's I wasn't going to say worn Tiger. Out. Okay. Who's that Chilean player? Young kid. No, he's Peruvian.
Joaquin Neiman.
His swing throws me so far off. I'm like, how does someone hit like that? But he's so young and so talented. I actually got to watch him at the Farmers Insurance Open last year.
Yeah.
And I actually followed him around a bit. He was really interesting to watch. And he was with, who was he with?
Zalatoris.
Yeah, they were in the same group, I believe.
For a combined weight of 110 pounds.
Combined by about 100.
I know.
They're both skinnier than I am. Okay, this is the last part to this first question. Who is your favorite golf content creator to watch besides yourself? No. Like, who do you really, really like to watch?
That's good.
Good one.
Please don't say foreplay.
Listen.
Don't say foreplay. Don't go there.
No. I'm going to sound like a real meanie, but I have not found like one specific person I enjoy watching. A lot of the times when I see stuff come up on my feed, I feel like half unsatisfied. I'm like, I've seen that. Feel like a lot of the content lately is very copy paste. So once you've seen one, you've seen all of them. And I don't find that entertaining.
Okay.
There's these.
Now we're going to get to my last question. Keep going.
There's one new funny group. And I don't know. I forgot the name of their thing.
Bob Does Sports?
No. No, not good. Good. They're like out of they're out of Chicago, and all he does is just make funny videos making fun of like real life golf situations, and I think that they're hilarious. It's like
you're not talking about Bob, are you?
No.
No, is it what's his face? Is the guy from what's his name?
Oh,
that's
D-Rod?
Gonna drive me nuts.
No. The guy's like he was like a host on Access Hollywood or something. I forget his name. Right. He's got a really funny platform. Okay, we'll dive into that. We'll find out who this
we'll fact check that on the back end.
We'll check. Okay, so there's somebody out there that you think is funny from Chicago.
Yes.
We're gonna fact check that one. Okay. So now this is specifically back to you.
Okay.
So as a golf content creator, specifically not in your life, but as a golf content creator, what makes you the most confident? Like, where are you winning? Do you think you do well, better than everybody else? And what makes you completely insecure?
Oh. The thing that makes me, I'll start with my insecurity. My insecurity is that I don't feel satisfied with how much I know right now. I want to know more. And I feel like improving my game and improving my golf knowledge would make me feel more secure with where I'm at.
Right.
And one thing that I feel the most confident in is that you'll never meet someone like me ever.
That's
sorry.
Cool.
Well, that's pretty good.
Don't be sorry.
It's I always love that question because like golf is the first place for me, not that this is about me, but it's the first place in my life, especially profession, that I didn't have imposter syndrome. Where you know, I was like, okay, I'm learning, I think I'm really good, but I'm figuring this out as I go. Golf, when I got into golf thing, there was no imposter syndrome. Like I had full confidence, but I always want to know where people's like hot points are of insecurity. Cause we all have it. We don't ever talk about them.
That imposter syndrome feeling, I only feel it if I'm like trying to keep up with people. And I think I'm at that point in my life and my age where I just don't care to do that. I am me. I will show up as me. I will openly and honestly say, I don't know enough. I'm not the best golfer out there, but my heart is big. I'll always be kind and I'm hungry to learn and take it or leave it. Like, that's just who I am.
Staying in your lane, but not being afraid to ask for help is like, that's the recipe for success.
Not right at there, all.
Right? Ask for people to jump in and co-host with you. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Isn't she a cool chick?
Parker? Super cool. Yeah. Super. gotta, we'll have to beg the director. Well, now the AGM. To get a group out at Rolling Hills. We'll get out there and play some golf.
I get super proud of her. It's like watching this little like flower like grow up into this thing. Aww. It's like really fun to watch.
I know. Yeah. It's been a journey, and I will say that Johnny's been a pillar in my life, and he's been a good friend in this industry, because whenever I've had a question, he's never been too busy or too cool to ever answer that. So I'm very thankful to you for that.
Well, I don't know if I've never been too busy, but I've always been a little too cool, but I still make the time.
No, your skinny pants squeeze the cool right out of you. Don't you worry.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's a fantastic way to end the show this evening. Skinny pants squeezing. Shout out your socials, shout out any sponsors, any charities, anybody you want to say hi to. Anybody that
Can find me on Instagram at @Carol_Priscilla. You can find me on YouTube, same @Carol_Priscilla. And on YouTube, you can obviously find me doing my adventures of where I get to go and where I get to play, the people I get to meet, join me on my journeys. And you can always find me on TikTok, where I take you through small videos of day-to-day activities. When you'll see me soon, actually taking a little tour on the Callaway truck. So add me on there.
Some content piece. Okay, lastly, I gotta ask one more question. This is fitting for the sort of the environment we're in right now.
Yeah,
we have the farmers this week in San Diego at Torrey. Who you got? Who's taking the W?
Oh, this is such an easy it's such an easy answer. It's such a no-brainer.
Johnny's
answer
celebrating right now.
Why is it? Why? Because you want me to say a Callaway athlete?
No, I think you should probably say John Rahm, because everybody in the world thinks John Rahm's going to win again.
You think so? And I mean, you really think so? You think he just wrapped up? He just won. He's going to head back out and do it all over again.
Well, he's done it twice. Like I'm walking the range at Torrey Pines today, and I have players, not just reps, but the players are like, how, like, is he feeling good? Is he like, because he's going to win again if he's like remotely, like, in a good headspace. Like the whole world knows he's going to win again.
That would be insane to watch. And by the way, is he hitting the paradigm? Is he playing with that right now?
Have you not watched any of my videos? Yeah, have you not?
You just answered a question the other day about, because someone asked, has he played with it? But I listened to half of it, and then I was like, oh no, I gotta go to work. So then I logged off. I tried to show a little support. I even hopped on your live for like 2.5 seconds.
Hey, my lives are on fire. Yes, he's playing a full, like he's got paradigm.
Full paradigm, okay.
Full paradigm. You should go to World of Wonder, like Callaway Golf /WOW, and you could learn about all the clubs.
Well, actually, I was with you when you did the voiceover, but.
Boom.
There it is. Oh, do you know what? Yeah, she was. She's sitting right next
to me. I was too busy looking at the view of Torrey Pines.
For the IG, what's in the bag I did for Rahm. I had to go record it up in the office, like on top of the truck. Yes. She had to watch me work.
It's so crazy though, because he's not hitting like everything else that everybody else is playing. So people want to go play like tour players, and they're like, well, you're
tricked a little bit off. Shit.
Yeah.
You're just not good. Sorry. You can't, it's not for you. Not everything's for everybody.
That's right. Legitimate. But this evening has been for everybody. Thank you so much, Carol, for sharing your stories, your time, your sort of recipe, your secret sauce to whatever makes you successful. Keep kicking ass. Love your attitude. Wish you all the best. And would love to invite you back on the show at any time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me on. It was fun talking to you guys on here.
Johnny.
Way to go, KP.
Johnny, always a pleasure. This is going to drop tomorrow. First round of the Farmers. And I got to give a special shout out to Hardy, who just dropped his new album, The Mockingbird and the Crow, album release party in LA last night. I guess it was a banger. That's why we had to have a special co-host on tonight. So continued success to the Big Loud Music Group. We love you guys and can't wait to get down to San Diego and play some golf.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me a co-host there.
Anytime, my brother. Friend. Anytime. Carol, thanks so much. Take care. All the best.